Hi, I'm Ronnie Chatterjee. I'm a senior product manager in Azure Data team at Microsoft, and I'm pleased to join with Stephen Drucker from Microsoft Research.
Yes. Hi. So I'm Stephen Drucker. I'm a researcher, and I manage a visualization and interactive data analysis team in Microsoft Research.
So today we are going to show some of the data visualizations experiences using Sandance. So before we get started, Steve, what was the motivation for building Sandance?
So we were looking at visualizing large numbers of things. And one of the things that drives me crazy is that it's very easy to get an aggregate, a summary. But the summary leaves out a lot of the individual things. So we were looking at how to actually look at the individual data, but still have it organized in an aggregate sense.
Awesome.
So that's what really led.
Okay, so let's get started and let's see what Sandance provides.
Okay, well, first of all, you can go to GitHub and look at Sandance right there. You can launch an interactive experience here. And I'm just gonna kind of go it, and we'll just start looking at a data experience in this. So right now, the first classic data set that we look at a lot is the Titanic data set. Here we've got about 2,200 people on the Titanic, passengers and crew, and you can actually see it. This is kind of like what you'd see from a SQL query where you just look at all the numbers, but not organized at all. And you know, that doesn't give you a whole lot of information. But you know, one of the things you might wanna do is you might wanna say, okay, you know, who survived the Titanic and who didn't.
Wow.
And you can see all those things kind of move into position and get those.
So approximately like 1,500
About 1,500 people died, and you know, so it's about double the number of people that survived. So
that's
like one third and two thirds. That's pretty striking.
Yeah.
So one of the things I kind of like to do is I kind of like to let's actually add a little color. So I'm going to color this based upon who survived the Titanic, and you can see kind of natural green and red, but you can choose whatever palettes you want. And okay, you know, that's not really showing anything else. But now I can kind of select just the people that survived. And I can isolate them. And I'm going to do this because I want to see, did they follow that women and children first paradigm? So now we're just looking at the people that survived. And now I'm going to change, just sort of pivot and just say, let's look at by gender. So we can just pick gender. And you can see, wow, about the same number of women and men survived. You know, I wouldn't have believed that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's striking. So that did they not like follow that? Well, actually, if we stop filtering and we actually see all the people, you can see, yes, the absolute number of men or women survived was about the same, but there were a lot more men on the Titanic than women. Mm-hmm. So my percentage is, you know, men did pretty poorly. But that's not the whole story. Mm-hmm. We could also just facet this. We could actually do four different plots based upon what cabin class they're in. So if we just click on cabin class here, you could see, okay, now we got first class, second class, third class, and crew. In first class, not many women die. They did really, really well. Second class, a little worse. But in third class, they did pretty poorly. Mm-hmm. So what it says here is to be on the Titanic, it helps to be a rich woman to survive a little bit better. But what about children? So mm-hmm. let's change, instead of looking at gender, let's just simply change this to age. And now we can kind of break this out. Right now, the age is a little bit spread out. Now we've got 0 to 10 there. And you can see at the 0 to 10, you can see in first class, only one child died. In second class, none of the children died. In third class, more than half died. And I was kind of curious. You know, we could actually zoom into this. We could actually just kind of, you know, zoom in and say, who is this person? That's Miss Helen Lorraine Allison. We can click on her. And one of the nice things in this is actually all hooked up. You can get to the individual data points. And you can actually look her up. You can just do a Bing on her. And it turns out there's something called the Encyclopedia Titanica, which I didn't know there was that. But you find out that Lorraine Allison was the only child in first and second class to die. It turns out that the parents were separated from the child and the younger brother, and they vowed not to leave the Titanic until the whole family was together. But it turns out the nurse had taken the younger brother off earlier. So she was the only child to die in first and second class, but 53 of 76 children died. It really helps you humanize that data, understand that.
Yeah.
So you know, that's just kind of one of the many stories in here. There's lots of other stories that you can get in this. Mm-hmm. So for instance, another thing you can find is there's a way of looking at this based upon how much people paid. Let me turn off the facet there. So here, if we actually change this so that we look at the price people paid for the ticket,
and then if we
color this by what cabin class they end up with, you see some interesting patterns. So first of all, you can see it's really big. If you pay a lot of money, you get in first class.
Right.
Okay. And then second class is this orange thing, and then third class is this thing. Turns out that the crew is not showing up because they didn't pay at all.
Right.
But, you know, when I saw this, I noticed this weird anomaly right down there. Yeah, let's go into that little corner here, if I could just steer over there. It's like, this person didn't pay much money at all for the ticket. What's going on there? Who is this person? Who is Mr. Franz Olaf Carlson? Again, we could do the same sort of thing. Let me just click on him. And we can get some data about information about him. If you Bing him, I won't do it. I'll just tell you the punchline right now. It turns out he was a skipper on the same line that ran the Titanic.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
And there was a strike. And they didn't, his boat wasn't running, so he couldn't be a captain. So they shipped him off on the Titanic. He didn't have to pay anything except for the taxes for his ticket. It turns out he died in the Titanic.
Oh.
So this guy was sort of doubly unlucky. He couldn't be a captain and he couldn't do the thing.
Yeah.
There's one more anomaly here. What's this guy here? Didn't he paid about as much money as second class passengers, but he's blue. He ends up in first class. So what's going on? So if we click on this person, Mr. Norney, and again, we can kind of look him up. Turns out that Mr. Norney was placed, again, via the old Encyclopedia Titanica. Click on that. He was placed in second class, and he did not like his cabin. So he went and complained. And they upgraded him on the ship. He just had to pay for the upgrade charges on ship, which is why it didn't show up in that original thing. Turns out that because he was in first class, or maybe not because, but he survived. So it just shows you that sometimes it helps to complain and maybe you end up surviving.
Thank you so much for showing us the breadth of experiences at CrossFit Sundance provides. I'd like to understand more. Tell us more about what are the products across Microsoft which leverages this beautiful technology of Sundance which you have built in MSR?
So right now it works in Azure Data Studio. Power BI, it works as a custom visual.
Very nice.
You can try it directly on the web with your own data, and it doesn't even get uploaded to the cloud. It just runs that data locally, so you can just look at your own data sets right now. Of course, if you want to do more stuff, it helps to upload it to the cloud. We're looking at the general plugin architecture. We do a lot of work on visualizing machine learning models.
Yeah, and you also build it in VS Code as well, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's incorporated into VS Code. So again, this whole way of doing open source extensions to existing projects,
nice.
Making it pluggable. It's really exciting. To me, it's a new world. I've been here at Microsoft almost 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And just this the kind of energy that you're seeing now in getting stuff out there for people to try and modify and get pull requests and add to it. It's just
amazing. So what's next for Sundance?
So there are lots of things. First of all, there's a ton of feature requests. There's also all sorts of things. You know, people want to add images to these things, different kinds of layouts. I do a lot of machine learning and interpretability visualization, so we look at custom ways of doing that and hooking that in. A project called Model Tracker that we can visualize that same sort of individual and the aggregates. We do it in storytelling. So there's a bunch of projects that are going to just, like, I told a bunch of stories about the Titanic, but the Titanic is not necessarily stories you want to always be telling about. Telling stories about your data or data that's relevant. And it just feeds into a lot of the other visualization projects that are going on in research and in the company.
Very nice. So thank you everybody for listening in and joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you, Steve, today joining us in and play around with Sundance and go around in GitHub and explore what you can do on top of your data. Thank you so much for listening in today.
Thanks.